Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey, it's Daniel from Zune, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. Here from Hamilton, Ontario, traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg. We're kicking it off with My Bloody Valentine, To Hear Knows When, off the 1991 record Loveless. I chose this for my first song because obviously this record was a huge influence on to me, and I'm just super grateful that my friend Danny Hacking introduced me to them when he did. I think that was such a crucial time in my life when I needed to attach to something that wasn't gonna, you know, harm me. And when I found My Bloody Valentine, it was like when people talk about punk music and how punk music changed their life. That's how this record was for me, going into, you know, moving from school to school, my parent, Ruth Graham. Like to buy houses, fix them up, and resell them. So that meant that I was always going to new schools and stuff. And it was a record that, you know, I didn't quite understand the first time around, but probably like the third time listening to it, it finally clicked. And I feel like a lot of people who listen to My Bloody Valentine say that. I think that's a pretty common story. But once it did, I you know, it's still the only one of the few records that I listen to, you know, daily, at least one track from it daily. You know, a lot of times I don't listen to a whole lot of music, but it's always My Bloody Valentine or Beck. And To Hear Knows When is just, you know, I think for me, the staple sound that Kevin Shields has captured on that record, the kind of shoegazer glider guitar sound that he gets. And this album always blew me away because I battled with my friend Danny for years saying, no, he uses synth and all kinds of instruments in it, but really it's just him on a guitar using some reverse reverb and adding some flutes in it, and it makes such a beautiful wall of sound. Just heard Wind and Dine by Syd Barrett off of his, I think it was his debut solo album called Barrett. I chose this song because a friend of mine who I wrote together, he was kind of my lyricist. He recently had just passed away, and when we were putting this together, I thought of him for many songs. And Wind and Dine was just a very early psychedelia folk introduction for myself, and I was like, oh well, I can combine like pop and psychedelia together at a very young age. Yeah, next we got Mary Jane I from Nick Drake from his album Briar Layer. I chose this song because the finger picking, I grew up with bluegrass and blues music, and for whatever reason, I always resented the music that my aunties and uncles listened to, and I used to just think that folk music was a little outdated or something as a young kid. I don't know why I thought that way, but when I heard Nick Drake, it was like this overwhelming sensation. I was either leaving junior high, going to high school, or in high school, and then the drums and in this track just like really spoke to me and how dark it was.
Do you curse where you come from? Do you swear in the night? Would it mean much to you if I treat you right? Or do you like what you're doing? Would you do it some more? Or will you stop once and wonder what you're doing it for? Hey, slow Jane, make sense. Slow, slow, Jane cross the fence. Do you feel like a remnant of something that's past? Do you find things are moving just a little too fast? Or do you hope to find new ways of quenching your thirst? Do you hope to find new ways of doing better than your worst? Hey, slow Jane, let me prove. Slow, slow Jane, we're on the move. Do it for sure that you do the same for me one day. So try to be true, even if it's only in your hazy tell if you're moving with no mirror to see. If you're just riding in your mind, it looks a little like me. Is it all so confusing? Is it hard to believe? When the winter is coming, can you sign up and leave? Hey, slow Jane, clear your eye. Slow, slow Jane, fly on by.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam people.
Your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
It's Daniel from Zoom, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire. I chose this song because where I grew up, it was very hard to find like-minded people, music-wise. And listening to indie music where I'm from, you probably be made fun of. I mean, I'm sure I was behind my back and stuff, even the first clothes I wore. So when me and my friend Travis would get together, it was kind of like a pirate radio session. We just listen to all the records that normally our friends we grew up with wouldn't listen to. And at the time, I was still, when the record came out, I was just trying to find a reason to, you know, pursue art. And when I was listening to the lyrics for that particular song, it was very inspiring. Up next, we got Buffy St. Marie, Now That the Buffalo's Gone. This track was released in 1969, and I chose it because growing up, I didn't have too many inspirations from the Indigenous community, at least. It was obviously inspiration there, but I just was unaware of it. And it kind of goes back to the whole, I didn't really want to listen to a lot of folk music, but now that I've become, you know, a full-time musician, and I appreciate every aspect of music, when I listen to Buffy St. Marie, it's not just about the song, Now That the Buffalo's Gone, because that, it just, its title kind of takes it hits home for me, but just the way that I thought that it was hard for me to be a First Nations artist. I can't, when I think of Buffy St. Marie, I can't even imagine, you know, the hardships that she went through back in the 60s, being a female Indigenous artist. And so when I listen to it, it's not just because the song is good, but just, you know, what it represents. And I think it's just a very amazing musician.
Can you remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim? Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang. And you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written in books and in songs that we've been mistreated and wrong. Well, over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand, and you feel
forever George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man, and the treaty's being broken by Kim's or Dam. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now wants the poor land, that of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now, you must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
She belongs there, left with her liberty, never known as a non-believer. She laughs and stays in the one wonderful. She knew how to gather the forest when God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young and loving, her mother and father. Farther down the path was a mystery.
Just heard Wonderful by the Beach Boys, or Brian Wilson from the Smile Sessions. I chose the song because Wonderful and Brian Wilson and the Smile Sessions were a huge inspiration for me when I had just got out of when I just entered high school. And a friend of mine introduced me to them because he heard that I was really into Kevin Shields, My Bloody Valentine. And he was like, oh, you should hear Beach Boys. Kevin Shields is super influenced by them, but particularly Brian Wilson. And I love this album because this was his kind of debut from all their kind of beachy surf rock stuff that they were doing. He was kind of just like, you know what, I want to really do my own thing. And Pet Sounds was just released before this. And the reason why the label kind of signed off on it was because they're like, oh, well, Pet Sounds had just happened and it was critically acclaimed, but they just didn't understand what he was doing. And by halfway through it, they had spent so much money on the record. And when you listen to these Smile Sessions, you can just really hear and Brian kind of doing what he does best, just conducting the wrecking band. And it's just, it's just a beautiful, I just can't believe that was pop music. And that's just really interesting listening to that kind of stuff. And I try to lean towards artists who are spiritually connected. And if you see interviews with Brian, he's a very humble person. He was never a person that wanted to take. He always gave. That's why I chose him. Up next, we got Promises by the Morning Benders, who are now called Pop Etc., off their 2010 record, Big Echo. I chose Big Echo and Promises because it's the time the album was really influential for myself. And it kind of, it affirmed to me that, you know, the style, the kind of shoegazy noise that I was doing was the right direction to go. Actually, a lot of people in Winnipeg who I was hanging out with, they always thought that shoegaze was kind of stupid, like the name, but which I kind of agreed to, which is music. But it was just, you know, I was so influenced by Chris and when Bleach Waves was basically done at the very end of it, Peter Baik had stepped in. They didn't step in until I was actually done it. And when they came with more money, I decided to maybe reach out to Chris and see if he would potentially work on my record. And he was very kind and humble. And after, you know, a short while, I got an email back from him saying that he would that he would work with me on my record. And if you look at the back of the record, you'll get to see the songs that he worked on. And it was from his direction that kind of changed the foundation of the record. It was pretty solid at that time, but once he did his kind of pop touch with vibrant colors, we kind of knew that, okay, we should make everything kind of sound like this, and if not, you know, somewhat sound like it. And it was the vibe that pushed Vibrant Color or pushed Bleach Waves, and I feel like because of that is why there is that kind of magical touch to it. And Chris was a big inspiration to a lot of people that I knew. Not at the time in Winnipeg, but now that I'm bringing it up to people, they're like, oh yeah, that's such a great record. I forgot about that.
Still as old and as damn, pushing our shoulders in deep, pulling us through the light. Backs in the sun. Now I'm waiting to hear my next call. We got our lives pressed against the wall. Now I guess it's history. We're seeing it all by eye. The balance is still chasing after, just hanging on as we walk by.
I can't help thinking. This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hey, it's Stanley from Zoom, and you just heard music from Where's Tall Girl, after debut album, or not debut album, but their newest release, Survival, I think it's called. Music, it's Survival, and I remember listening to this song when it first came out, and because I know Where's too. Because they've come out to our shows and gone out to theirs. But the song was just so amazing. The guitar was so, the tone in it was, it was almost like shoegazy tones within the song, but then it took a whole nother direction with the vocal melodies and even just the instrumentations. And that's what I love about Where's is that, you know, you never know, at least for this record, the way that it starts maybe not necessarily how it ends, and I love when it's kind of genre bending songs, and I definitely noticed that with Where's, with their newest release, and I was just listening to it last night, and it's just and all around it's just a really great record. I really enjoyed it, and I think all the buzz that they're getting from it is well deserved. I mean, even their release before that and their live shows are just so exhilarating. All right, so you're hearing US Girls, Navy and Cream from their 2015 album, Half Free. I came across this song on just a random Spotify playlist. And for a while, that's how I would hear of a lot of music, because I had stepped away from music for almost 10 years, and I didn't really have a cell phone, you know, I just got one, and so I didn't know much about Spotify, and from the stories that I heard that it was like ruining people's careers and stuff, and I was very reluctant to use it. But once I did get a cell phone and I downloaded the app, it was obviously a great way to discover new bands. And it became like this kind of ritual or something. Like I'd go to my day job and I would listen to random playlists and all of a sudden hear a song that moved me. And I'd put it down in a little playlist. And this was one of the songs. I didn't even understand what it was. It was just so abstract when I first heard it. And I think whenever I hear a song like that, I usually put it on repeat and I just keep listening to it. And then it kind of once I got together with Paper Bag, I found out that my Canadian publicist is someone that represents the U.S. girls, and so I was just like really excited. And I was like, oh wow, you represent them, and I got to hear some stories about them, and then I did my own research about the band, and I love everything they're doing right now, and I chose this song because it's one of those songs for me that it was kind of timeless, and it still hasn't gotten old, and then when I even the music video is just so amazing too. And actually, for the Bleached Ways music video, I was trying to go into that direction, even though I don't think I'd ever considered it. It's just cool. But I would highly advise anyone listening right now, go check out the U.S. Girls Navy and Cream on YouTube for a very visual experience.
Pieces, feeling distant.
You just heard The Cure playing some off of their 1989 album Disintegration. I chose this song because I never listened to The Cure until last week. And I obviously heard of The Cure, and everybody loves The Cure. And I think it's because everybody loved The Cure that I just was like, all right, well, they don't need me to listen to them to get any more successful. So what's the point? But because of this COVID, my partner from New York in March decided to come down to Canada because she has a dual citizenship. And while here, she would always listen to The Cure because that's her favorite group. And I was like, hey, recommend me a song or an album by them, and you know, I'll give them a chance. This was just last week. And they recommended Disintegration, and we put it on the big speakers, and we sat in front, and the plain song came on, and it just blew me away. It was the same feeling that I got when I listened to Loveless from My Bloody Valentine. And I could honestly hear a lot of The Cure now that I listen to, especially the plain song. I hear a lot of it in My Bloody Valentine, even those earlier records from the late 80s. It was amazing because I just didn't think that, you know, I thought I listened to everything that made me feel that way. But now I'm just completely obsessed with this album and obsessed with Robert Smith. And I actually went to a school called Robert Smith in elementary in South Manitoba. And I always liked that school too. And yes, Disintegration. I even saw a South Park episode where they were saying that Disintegration was the best record, and I was like, oh, come on, like, it's just The Cure. But now I understand exactly why, you know, the South Park makes fun of all their guests, but then Robert Smith comes on and they praise him the whole time and they don't make fun of him at all. And it's just an amazing song, and I can totally see in the future that this album is probably going to influence me a lot. And it already has. I've already started a new EP that's stunning. The sound, like, really shimmery, like that kind of stuff. Hey, folks, it's the last song on this amazing playlist. I chose one of my own songs, Help Me Understand. And I chose the song because it was the first song that I recorded for Bleached Waves. Before that, it was the whole album was just in my notes, and it was part of, you know, my imagination. And just like, you know, how everything starts, you know, how the TV was first made, it was just like an imagination. And you never know how it's going to actually turn out. And when I set out for Help Me Understand, I wanted to represent, you know, First Nations music. And I realized early on the Help Me Understand on acoustic guitar. It was very hypnotic when I was just like, it was in a very open sitarist tuning. And I would just sit there for a while, just strumming the chords over and over. And I really had this like hypnotic vibe. And when we were in the studio, it was my first time being in the studio after 10 years, and I was very, very nervous. But my First Nations friend, Jesse Davidson, came from Montreal, and he sat in the session with me, and he gave me a lot of inspiration seeing him in the other room. And I knew that, you know, if we had a hand drum or a big drum, it would give this extra power to it. And when we added in the big drum and hand drum, immediately, you know, we're sitting in the control group and like, oh wow, this is amazing, this is great, this is perfect for this song. And there's a little bit of flute action in there too, just abstract, that, you know, First Nations use primarily flutes and skin instruments. And out of all the tracks on Bleached Waves, I would say this is my biggest tribute to representing First Nations music and contemporary art. And I chose the song too, also because the story about it is when I was living in Victoria, and I kind of had like a vision or a dream about this, basically what the story is about. And it's just amazing that it's finally here and it's, you know, out in public and people can hear it and feel from it. Thanks for listening to this playlist that I put together for CITR. My debut album, Bleached Waves, is out now via Paper Bag Records. Thank you for listening. Bye. Bye, my Pete.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.